Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I am delighted that you are here joining me again today. Because I wanted to talk a little bit about a subject that's pretty important to me. And I think it's something that maybe can be hard for people to kind of stick with, but it's so important. And especially if you are new in business, I encourage you to listen up to this one. So, because I want to share a story with you. I want to talk to you about why consistency matters in business. I was talking with one of my clients not too long ago, and she sent me an email saying that she was thinking of trying something different with her business because she's struggling to get clients. And, you know, as I said, this is sort of a familiar story that many small business owners share. However, the thing was with this lovely dear client of mine, and she's a wonderful woman. I just adore her. But she'd only been going after this particular niche market for only 9 months. And frankly, her marketing efforts were a little sporadic. I reminded her during this phone call that it takes a typical small business 5 years to succeed and she shouldn't give up so easily. And I also talked with her, reviewed with her some of her marketing strategies and offered some suggestions on how she could improve her efforts. But the main point I shared with her and what I'm sharing with you today is the need to be consistent. Now, so let me explain a little bit more about this. So just to, again, illustrate what she was doing. So she'd been using a variety of tools to market her business. She was writing a blog. She's posting videos to YouTube. She's running a Facebook page. In fact, I did some training with her on how to set up the Facebook page, and then, man, she ran with it, and she was getting new fans right and left and was just doing a bang-up job with it. I was so proud of her. And then also sending out an e-newsletter. And email marketing has been one of the bright spots for her business, as a matter of fact. Again, I helped her set up the template for it, but then she went with it. She put her content in there, and she was sending it out. So just to give you an idea of how great her e-newsletter was doing, the last issue had achieved a 40% open rate. 40%! That's like unheard of in email marketing. I mean, typically, you're lucky to get 10 or 15% open rate sometimes. But 40%, I mean, it's huge. And she'd even admitted to me that she has gotten at least one new client directly from the newsletter. And that was pretty good considering she'd only mailed out 6 issues so far. But here's the thing. And I know I've talked about this, I think, before when I've talked about why it's a good idea to publish an e-newsletter. You have to be consistent about how often you publish. If you're going to do it on a monthly basis, then pick a date and send it out on the same date every month. Same thing if you're going to do it weekly. Figure out which day of the week you're going to send it and then send it out every day. Like I send my newsletter out on Thursdays, as a matter of fact. So, you know, people can, they know that, and they can expect, they've get into the habit of expecting your newsletter to arrive on a certain day or a certain time of the month. Now, I also reminded her about the strategy of using LinkedIn, that she could use LinkedIn to find potential partners who could advertise her services to their clients. So, you know, again, there's so many different channels that she could be using. And I was disappointed and sad for her that she was so willing to give up already. Now, one of the things I had talked about doing to her specifically in regards to LinkedIn was to send out like messages and, you know, figure out how many prospects she could do. And I suggested she come up with like a list of like 20 people actually. And she had only sent out like 6 so far. So I encouraged her to continue doing this. And then, you know, as you contact and get replies, whether yes or no, Just remove the name from the list and add a new one. And that way she could always be rotating out prospects and continuing to solicit business. So let this be a lesson for you if you're in business, is that if you want to attract clients, you've got to work at it. It takes a consistent effort to be successful because, let's face it, if it were easy, everyone would do it. It's not. It does take a little effort. It takes a little time. It takes a little work. It takes a little money. But if you are, consistent in your marketing and you are doing something every day, then you are going to succeed. I know some of the most successful business owners out there. I mean, even people like, even folks like Steve Jobs or, heads of big corporations and things like that are a lot of times, even you'll hear folks like, Tony Robbins or something, he's so successful, but he didn't start out that way. The people who say that they're an overnight success, it usually takes them 5 or 10 years to reach that. There really is no such thing as an overnight success. I mean, heck, even sports athletes, who make, millions of dollars for what they're doing, they've practiced. They've spent years practicing and honing their skills in order to reach that certain level. So if you want to be successful in business, if you want to reach, six figures, seven figures, what have you, you're going to have to pay your dues and you're going to have to work at it and you're going to have to be consistent. But it will pay off in the long run. So that's going to do it. That's my little soapbox for today. So I hope you got some value out of that and take those lessons to heart. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio so you won't miss another episode. And I'd love to hear from you. If you connect with me on social media, I'm on Facebook at Gloria Rand, Twitter, same thing, on LinkedIn, and I would love to be able to hear from you. Do use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed with any of your posts to me because that way I know that you're a podcast listener, and that is so important. So until we meet again, I am Gloria Rand, wishing you all much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write Sell Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.